Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tuxedo waiter.
Little Chris Young for the Rangers from Troy Hughes. Here on Sean and RJ, your home of the Cowboys and Rangers baseball. This is a really good song.
How the hell do you know Chris Young?
Look,
you're the most non-musical guy on the show. You know that.
I am
on
definitely
the show.
The most...
How about on the station? How about in the city?
I, for about 2 weeks, was a country DJ in my hometown.
Yes.
The Sheriff.
That was your nickname?
Well, I nicknamed myself.
Sean the Sheriff?
Sean the Sheriff, right there on
100.9
WAAI.
Wait, you mean you didn't do country radio using the name Sharif?
No kidding. Because they would have said, country, what country? Which country are you representing, sir?
All right.
Country Garth, Eastern?
Coming up, Garth Baghdad. All right, that's enough, you... Never mind. The Rangers on Friday kind of made a stunning move. They brought in a new general manager, Chris Young, former Ranger, and DFW, longtime DFW resident. They hired him as the new GM. John Daniels is still here as the president of baseball operations. How is this going to work, and why did the Rangers do it? Let's bring in Jared Sandler, our Ranger insider, on the Buyers Barricades phone line. Also, today is the final push. Bidding for the Sandler charity auction is going to end at 5 p.m. We'll get into that in a second. But, Jared, good morning. Why did the Rangers make this move?
I think good morning to you both. I think it's kind of like adding a free agent player. It's just strengthening the front office. There are a ton of reasons why they valued Chris Young, and we can get into that. But this is a move that they've been after for quite some time. You know, we talk about with the various sports teams, maybe a player that, you know, this team has targeted. The Mavs have always loved this guy, or the Cowboys have always, you know, always heard Jerry talk about this guy favorably, and then they finally get him. And because it's someone in the front office, it's not publicized as much, but internally, the Rangers really tried to get Chris Young before he accepted the job with Major League Baseball in 2018, and they weren't alone. There were a number of teams that were just waiting in line when Chris Young retired to try and bring him on board. And the Rangers, I think, had a little bit of a home field advantage. I heard you guys talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour with, you know, the DFW ties and Chris Young wanting to be here. But this is maybe the biggest upgrade and addition the Rangers will have made all offseason, getting Chris Young in to kind of join forces and add to this front office. And I think one thing that stands out is this is a front office that has been together for a long time. A lot of the same core of people. And so getting some new blood, getting some fresh blood in there, I think is just one of the 10, 20 benefits of having Chris Young on board. But this was a big move, and this is something that, you know, isn't going to steal the show nationally, but this is something the Rangers are definitely celebrating internally big time.
Why is Chris Young qualified to be a general manager?
Well, I think There are a few things. You know, first of all, right now, as we speak right now, is there going to be a lot of learning on his part as to the day-to-day of being a GM? Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we're going to learn a little bit at 10 o'clock what his experiences were at Major League Baseball and maybe how they translated or didn't in this role. But from the people I've spoken to who know Chris Young, there are a few things. One, incredibly forward-thinking, very good at problem-solving, very intellectual. The comparison that was made to me is he's like one of those consultants that gets hired by different companies in totally different industries to come in, assess, and figure out. And you know, how are we going to make this thing better? He's got those types of skills. The other thing is the social component. I'm friends with someone who went to school with him at Highland Park, and he said that, you know, Chris Young is legitimately the guy, without hyperbole, who, you know, he can connect with the band kids and then the jocks and then the brains and all sorts of people. He relates to so many people, and that social component, which we don't talk about a ton, is a big part of this. That's a big part of this job, whether it's internal leadership or reaching out and connecting with people outside of your organization from a recruiting standpoint. And that's something that he's apparently adept at. You ask five people, Sean, and they're going to give you five different reasons why this guy is really qualified. And I think that kind of speaks to the versatility and the skill set that he's going to bring to the table. And I think along the way, he's going to learn from John Daniels the things that go into the day-to-day of being a GM. And I think they're going to ease him into that role. And as time passes, he's going to gain more and more responsibility.
I think the DFW thing is big. And I think the Princeton thing is big. But to me, I think, Jared, maybe you can help clear this up. John Daniels is still running the show as if he's the general manager, right?
Yeah. And again, I think that, you know, today, I don't know that a whole lot has changed. I think that as time passes, he'll step back a little bit more and a little bit more. I think that he's going to collaborate with Chris Young on the big picture stuff, the direction of this organization. I think eventually Chris Young is probably going to take over some of the day-to-day stuff that, you know, isn't as big picture centric in that moment. John Daniels is not stepping aside right now. This is a move that he spearheaded. This is not a move that someone forced upon him. And listen, I understand if you're not winning every year, there are going to be critics. Even when you are winning, there are going to be critics. And I think John Daniels has come on the station and admitted that they're acknowledged that, hey, some of the criticism is fair. But I think if you consider this is a guy who's been in this role for 15 years. He's built teams good enough to win the World Series. Don't want to really go into 2011 too much because it still pains me to talk about it, but he put together the perfect team to win the World Series. He even had the guy that should have been in right field if you didn't believe Nelson Cruz should have been in right field in that moment, and Endy Chavez. It was complete. This is a guy that knows what he's doing. It hasn't worked out the last few years, but this is someone who's experienced a few different iterations of what it means to be a Major League GM, and I think this is someone who also wants to teach. I think that, you know, he's 43, John Daniels. I think in his next wave, he wants to teach. He wants to influence, and I think he's got the perfect pupil in Chris Young, who's going to take some of that tutelage, but also add his own flavor to it as he gets more and more comfortable. And I think that, you know, is this guy the next, you know, president of baseball operations for the Rangers? I mean, you know, the guy's today's his first day, I guess, technically on the job. So who knows? But I do think that he's got that sort of a future in him if he wants it.
The big press conference will be taking place at 10 o'clock this morning right here on your home of the Rangers to kick off the KMC Masterpiece, 10 a.m. with the Rangers presser to introduce their new general manager. What's going on with the Sandlot Charity? Yesterday you had the big live event. Give us an update on everything.
Yeah, so the charity, the auction ends today at 5, so still time to bid on that Sean and RJ dinner at Ficini or the dinners with any of the other shows. We got, you know, all sorts of you know, memorabilia. We got celebrity experiences, play golf with J.J. Barea, play golf with Jose Trevino, get dinner with Travis Frederick, all sorts of cool stuff. And then, you know, things that could be used as holiday gifts as well. You know, it's a perfect time to do some holiday shopping. There's also a partnership with Kendra Scott. If you got to do some jewelry shopping, you go online use the promo code giveback-LON, and 20% of your purchase goes towards the charity. It goes until 5. Just appreciate the support from all of you guys. I said this yesterday, the event. This event and this charity doesn't accomplish what it's accomplished so far, and moving forward without you guys and all the support you guys offer, and Gavin Spittle jumping on board 4 years ago when I came to him with this idea, and his generosity and excitement to just make a difference in the community is much appreciated. How about this, Sean? I know you like these sorts of things, and Fish, you might get a kick out of this. So there's a buy it now option before any bids have been placed. So one of the hot items we knew would be highly sought after were signed Luka Doncic shoes. His autograph. The auction went live at 5 o'clock 8 days ago on Sunday. Within 18 minutes, the shoes were off the board at $5,000. And within another 30 minutes, I had two separate people asking me if I could procure another pair of shoes, and they would match that $5,000. So that gives you an idea of how much Luka Doncic really is the toast of the town right now.
That is awesome. Best website to go to bid before 5?
Yeah, 1053thefan.com/sandlot.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. Great work by you. We'll continue to push it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.